Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Angry Nerd. Just get out of my space. By Ariel Pardes. Hustling is the default mode of the 21st century, and I'm not above listing my adorable split-level Victorian on Airbnb during my out-of-town weekends. Need to rent a car for the day? Take mine. I wasn't using it anyway. But whoring out my bed, my own private sanctuary, complete with sweat-stained sheets and raggedy stuffed elephant named Elephant, on Recharge, the Airbnb for naps, I'd rather sell a kidney. The tech industry thinks that every last inch of my personal space should be for hire, that strangers should be able to rent it, on demand, by the hour, at their convenience. I call it, with eye roll heavily implied, the sublet economy. Initial moves toward the micropersonal seemed sane enough. Share the extra storage space in your garage, spacer, or the empty parking spot in your driveway, pavement, carmination, or that boat you spend way too much money on, boatbound, antlose. But now we can't look past our own noses without seeing dollar signs and feeling the guilt of unmonetized potential. Nothing is sacred, not even your laundry room. Laundromatch. Now defunct, ha! With all those student loans, can you really afford to leave your kitchen vacant instead of entrusting it to someone else's dinner party? Feastly. You know that very relatable problem where you have a toilet that's just sitting there, not generating any revenue, most hours of the day? Put it on Airbnb, the Airbnb for toilets. When I volunteer to host my most intimate spaces, I sacrifice some of my basic human dignity. What's next? A service for renting out my fresh, youthful blood? What's mine is not yours. Unless you'd like to help me scrounge up the cash for a down payment on a house. Did I mention I had a kidney for sale?